you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Chad, here is our Peter Netbrook and our 25,000. And this time, every week, why we go into the background of the World Affairs Brief, which is published by Joel Chausen, and to bring us the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get through regular channels. So, Andrew, good to have you with us this morning, and what are we going to be covering?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you. Well, the top news this story is once again about Ukraine. We're watching this very closely to watch how Russia handles this and to be careful to see if there are any signs of escalation around there. So far, we call it truce has been a sham and the slow burn conflict goes on. The conflict in Ukraine smolders on as the well-armed pro-Russian rebels maintain their positions against a non-committal interim government. The so-called quote-unquote truce agreed upon in Geneva by EU, US, Ukraine, and Russian foreign ministers was nothing more than a political ploy to temporarily diffuse tensions. Joel says, as I predicted, the pro-Russian rebels quickly rejected the truce and refused to stand down. Ukraine offered the truce and promised amnesty if they laid down their arms before a deadline. But the next day, a gun battle erupted at an illegal pro-Russian checkpoint outside Slavyansk in eastern Ukraine, making it appear that the pro-Ukraine forces had broken the truce. Russia feigned outrage, and Ukraine used the event as an excuse not to follow through with removing the armed rebels by force. The whole affair is turning out to be just such a charade, with Russia winning. Let's look now at the strange reporting that goes on in Ukraine. We always get these dramatic but limited stories of violence that leave too many unanswered questions about who is really behind them. And no one in the European or Ukrainian media ever completes the investigation into the key issues of who did what. For example, here's the typical story surrounding the shootout at Slavyansk. This from the Associated Free Press. Quote, three pro-Russian militants and one attacker were killed in a firefight at a roadblock close to the separatist-held town of Slavyansk, said a local pro-Kremlin rebel leader, Vyacheslav Ponoromov. Vladimir, a masked 20-year-old pro-Russian rebel who was at the barricade, told AFP, four cars pulled up to our roadblock around 1 a.m. who wanted to conduct a check, and then they opened fire on us with automatic weapons. He said there were around 20 attackers and confirmed the three rebel deaths, but was not sure of casualties on the other side. An AFP photographer saw the bodies of two dead militants laid out in a truck near the scene. The identity of the assailant, who escaped before militant reinforcements arrived, was not known, end quote. Well, the Russians immediately used this event to cast blame on Ukraine, the Moscow Times said, quote, the ministry denounced Ukraine for, quote, breaking the Easter truce, end quote, and said the militants' provocation illustrated the unwillingness of Kiev to keep its obligations in the Geneva deal. Ukraine, for its part, hit back at the accusations, with the State Security Agency calling the shooting a cynical provocation by criminals and agents who are supported and armed by Russian military intelligence. Kiev's Interior Ministry also expressed dismay at the speed, quote, with which camera crews from Russian television stations appeared at the scene of the shooting, end quote. End of the Moscow Times quote. Other media accounts say that at least one of the attackers was killed and several wounded. That should make it relatively easy to start tracking down the identity and allegiance of those behind the attack, but we get nothing. Almost a week later, there is not a single government or media outlet tracking down those responsible for this convenient provocation that destroyed the truce. The same thing happened after the phony truce on a Thursday in March between the Yanukovych government and quote-unquote opposition leaders just prior to the phony coup on Friday. Predictably, the opposition in the streets said they weren't represented and therefore would not honor the truth. But then suddenly the riot police, Berkut, and all the police guarding the government building disappeared and Yanukovych had to, quote-unquote, flee for his life. No one in the media asked or even tried to find out how such a miraculous change occurred when the opposition in the streets had only a few old hunting rifles. No one asked to give who gave the orders for the police to stand down, and to this day we have no answers, except to assume that only the pro-Russian forces had the power to order the stand down. What kind of investigative journalism is this? They won't even ask the obvious questions that I am posing. Joel says, here's my thinking on what happened at the roadblock shootout this last week. First, no civilians in Ukraine have automatic weapons. So any group of 20 armed people in vehicles had to have gotten their weapons either from the Russians, the Ukrainian military, or by military surrogates operating behind the scenes supplied by either source. Second, Ukraine, if legitimately trying to disarm these illegal checkpoints, had no reason to approach the shootout with the appearance of irregular forces. They could have, with all legitimacy, since this was their announced intention and the deadline for resorting to force had passed, driven up in armored cars and confronted the illegal checkpoint. If I'm right about this being a phony coup and that the opposition in Ukraine is still controlled by Russia, as it always has been in the past, although feigning control by the West, then either Russia or the Ukraine government could have planned and supplied the attackers of the checkpoint. Let's look at what this little skirmish accomplished. One, it gave Russia the excuse to blame Ukraine and bolster their continual claims that Ukraine has been captured by neo-Nazi fascists and extremists. This from the Times of Europe. Russia accused Kiev today of crude violations of the international agreement intended to bring peace to Ukraine's volatile eastern region after a fatal shooting in a flashpoint city on Sunday. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, said that the clash in the Ukrainian city of Slavyansk showed that Kiev did not want to control extremists. End quote. Second, it gives Ukraine the excuse to bend over backwards, out of embarrassment, to avoid further armed confrontations. And that's exactly how it was played. This from the Associated Free Press. Quote, Western-backed authorities in Kiev had announced they were suspending military operations to oust the rebels over Easter, which ends Monday. End quote. Third, Ukraine now has an excuse to switch tactics, label the attackers terrorists, and launch an anti-terrorism campaign, which is essentially an excuse to target anyone or do nothing. They'll do the latter. Reuters said, quote, Ukraine's acting president called for an anti-terrorist operation to be relaunched in the east of the country on Tuesday after the body of a local politician of his own party was found showing signs of torture.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Gist.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking about what's going on over in the Ukraine. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is fraudulent. Our government, I believe, is working with the Russians, as is Joel, and they are creating this whole incident over there to increase tension. Perhaps this could be justification for a major war, whether this is it or something else will be. Oh, we don't know, but we know the war is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. But what you're seeing over there in Ukraine is all state-managed. As Andrew points out, where would certainly 20 people get automatic weapons in a nation where the public is not allowed to have automatic weapons? It has to be, of course, from the Soviets who are supplying the rebels in Ukraine. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. So to further muddy the waters, there are these
Andrew, could you speak up, please?
Yes. Well, now there are accusations flowing back and forth. Can you hear me okay now, Dr. Stan?
It's very, very soft. It's worse than it was a few moments ago.
Yes, something seems to be going wrong with the connection here. Let me hang up and call right back in. I'll be right back.
All right, fine. Well, let's have Andrew call and see if we can get a better connection. This one is just not good. I certainly want you to hear what he has to say. I think that Joel's views on what's going on over there certainly are vitally important. So you need to understand that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. And most of what you see, whether it be in Syria where we've killed 150,000 innocent civilians over there, 6 million have been driven out of their homes, thanks to your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. But do you really care about the Syrian civilians we've killed? 150,000 of them. Certainly, because we're financing the rebels over there. And, of course, we're doing the same thing throughout the world where people are being killed. And one day God is going to bring his judgment on America because of what we've done. Andrew, are you there?
Yes. How's this now? Is that coming through better?
No, but go right ahead.
All right, I'll just try to speak up then. Well, there are now efforts on both sides to call each other terrorists, it seems like. Ukraine has an excuse to switch tactics, and it is using this to label the attackers at the checkpoint, quote-unquote, terrorists, and launch an anti-terrorism campaign. There's been quite a bit of this duplicitous dealing going on around the city of Slavyansk right now. And so it seems like it is sort of a flashpoint city. We'll have to watch it closely. This from Reuters of this week. Ukraine's acting president called for an anti-terrorist operation to be relaunched in the east of the country on Tuesday after the body of a local politician from his own party was found showing signs of torture. Two quote-unquote, brutally tortured bodies had been found near the city of Slavyansk, which is in the hands of pro-Russian militants. One was that of Volodymyr Rybak, a member of Turchinov's Fatshchina party, who had recently been abducted by quote-unquote terrorists, end quote. The acting president looks like he's playing along with the terrorism claim and predictably stands down his forces. Quote, Ukraine's security forces had largely suspended what was a fairly limited operation. Joel says, what operation? There has been zero military response so far. Continuing the Reuters quote, a fairly limited operation to respond to the takeover of this eastern town by pro-Russian separatists after an accord with Moscow last week to try and defuse the crisis. Alexander Turchinov's call for action could complicate the task of European mediators. In a statement from regional headquarters in Donetsk, Police said the body of a man who died a violent death had been found in the Seversky Donets River and that it resembled Rybak, a local councillor in the town of Horlivka, near Donetsk. Formal identification would need further work, police said, end quote. Joel says, well, don't hold your breath waiting for answers on this mystery either. The opposition to Russia continues to act timidly and give in at critical moments against Russia. Joel says, I went back into the World Affairs Brief archives to search for historical evidence of Russia controlling the opposition. I said this in 2005, quote, newly elected Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko, backed by globalist interests because he supposedly wanted to lead Ukraine toward NATO membership, continues to cement ties with Putin and Russia. He's acting like a clone of his former nemesis, Viktor Yanukovych. Yushchenko told President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this week that he regards Russia as an eternal strategic partner for Kiev. For his part, Russian President Putin asked his government to update key areas of cooperation within the Ukraine, according to Interfax. It looks like all the former Soviet client states are re-cementing ties to Russia, as the following item seems to indicate as well, end quote. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the pro-Russian forces are stirring up the old specter of Jewish purges in line with their bogus claims of neo-Nazi infiltration of the Ukraine government. CNN reports that, quote, anti-Jewish leaflets were dispersed in eastern Ukraine and blamed on pro-Russian factions. A well-known rabbi in eastern Ukraine says he believes the leaflets are fake, created to provoke hate between Jews and ethnic Russians, end quote. Of course the leaflets are fake. All of the new neo-Nazi representations are fake. And meanwhile, both sides blame each other. In other news, Euroactive.com showed the proof that the pro-Russian separatists are supplied with RPG-3 anti-armor weapons that are unique to Russian forces since 2013. The Guardian has a more balanced view of the weapons issue, but still comes to the conclusion that Russian special forces are there in some numbers directing the separatists. Joel says, I had to laugh at various alternative news sources claiming that, quote, the U.S. is to pile up troops on Russia's doorstep, end quote. The truth is hardly a pile-up. There are 600 troops total that are being spread out among four countries in Poland and the Baltics, and none of them are scheduled to go to Ukraine. Politico.com wrote, quote, the U.S. is sending about 600 ground troops to Eastern Europe this week to, quote-unquote, reassure allies there as Washington resumes its campaign of pressure on Russia over the Ukraine standoff. About 150 soldiers from the 173rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, Airborne, based in Italy, are being sent to each of four countries, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, in rotational deployments that the Pentagon says will be sustained until further notice, end quote. This isn't beefing up or piling up troops anywhere. It's a token show of support. But these company-sized forces mean nothing other than to prove that the U.S. intends to do nothing to stop Russia's moves in eastern Ukraine. Each week that passes also confirms my view that this is a slow-burning conflict that will not lead directly to World War III. Neither Russia nor China is ready yet, but their respective conflict zones, post-Soviet states, and on China's end, their weaker neighbors in the China Seas, will continue to provide tinder for a future fire. Well, moving on past Ukraine now, U.S. continues to placate both Russia and China in the next story. Joel says, if the U.S. wanted to get tough with either Russia or China, it certainly could. But it doesn't, and it won't, until it's too late. The latest scuffle over the Open Sky Treaty is just one example. This treaty was a goodwill gesture claiming to open U.S. skies to Russian spy planes and Russian skies to U.S. spy planes. Spy planes are not as useful nowadays since spy satellites can get almost the same resolution of pictures from space, except during cloudy conditions. But aircraft platforms still have advantages for new surveillance technology or sensor systems that are better in close. If there was ever an excuse to start limiting Russian spy plane flights over America, it would be the aggression in the Ukraine. Last week, we reported how Russia denied a recent U.S. flight over Russia near eastern Ukraine so that U.S. planes couldn't see what Russia was doing there. Here's more detail from Bill Gertz of the Washington Free Beacon on this issue. Quote, the Russian government this week canceled a planned U.S. surveillance flight over Russian territory in a bid to limit spying on masked troops facing off against Ukraine and Eastern Europe, according to U.S. officials. The overflight mission was scheduled for April 14th to April 16th under the 1992 Open Skies Treaty, but Russia's government notified the State Department 72 hours before the scheduled flight that it would not be permitted. The cancellation is unusual because the sole reason for putting off such a treaty-approved surveillance flight is safety, such as bad weather. Joel says, in fact, to avoid exposing the Russian violation of the treaty, the State Department said that last week's delay was the result of bad weather. Despite radar images showing mostly clear skies over Russia during the period of the planned flight. During this week, the overflights had been, Washington Free Beacon quote. Until this week, the overflights had been providing close-up aerial observation of Russian military deployment near Ukraine and near NATO allies in Eastern Europe, where concerns are increasing about Russian military aggression. U.S. intelligence agencies are continuing to closely monitor Russian troop movements using imagery satellites. The cancellation further undermines the Obama administration's arms control-centered security policies. Russia recently was accused of violating and circumventing other arms treaties, including the 2010 New START Arms Treaty and the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, end quote. Joel says, Bill Gertz, like myself, is always concerned about the U.S. government's continued fetish about arms control despite years of Russian cheating. He can't figure it out. But I think it's clearly because the U.S. keeps trying to induce Russia to strike, and they have to keep weakening our deterrence in order to do so. Now here's the rest of the story about how the U.S. keeps approving Russian spy flights, including Russia's latest spy plane. Each nation's spy plane platform has to be approved on a case-by-case basis. Quote, the spokesman also noted the U.S. refusal to certify a new Russian open skies aircraft for use over the United States as one reason for Moscow's anger at the U.S. overflight last week. U.S. intelligence officials and members of both Congressional Intelligence Oversight Committees want the Obama administration to block certification of the new Russian surveillance aircraft that are equipped with digital sensors, including advanced radar that allows the aircraft to see through structures. Pentagon and U.S. intelligence officials are concerned the new equipment on the Russian aircraft will permit spying on new and advanced U.S. military capabilities, weapons, and facilities, end quote. As they should be, Joel says. But the State Department, always leading the charge for accommodation with Russia and China, wants to approve the new Russian surveillance aircraft. This from the Daily Beast, quote, the State Department, on the other hand, has argued the United States should live up to the treaty's obligations and approve the new Russian aircraft. The decision to certify the planes and their sensors has been pending since late last year, long before the Ukraine crisis began. One senior U.S. official said, this isn't just an issue between the United States and Russia. Our allies and partners depend on this treaty for insight into Russia because they don't have the same capabilities as the United States. The Russians use the aircraft today to monitor U.S. nuclear weapons as part of arms control agreements between the both countries. Joel inserts, but the Russians have already backed out of the Nunn-Lugar arrangement, and U.S. inspectors are no longer allowed in Russia, even though they never were allowed to see everything in Russia. Continuing the Daily Beast quote, the Russian planes, according to U.S. officials involved in the dispute, contain a new sensor package that would allow Moscow to surveil American nuclear assets with a level of precision and detail that makes U.S. military and intelligence leaders deeply uncomfortable, end quote. Joel says, as they should be, but our military leaders are too much yes-men to say anything in public. Caroline Glick wrote a piece this week on called The Disappearance of U.S. Will in the Jerusalem Post, lamenting U.S. weakness in the face of Russian aggression and also its failure to confront Iranian, Syrian, and Syria vigorously. Joel says, I got a lot of enthused emails from conservatives applauding her call for the U.S. to become great militarily again. So I've decided to analyze her piece here and explain why I think Glick has fallen into the old trap of the American empire. Whether Glick is a globalist or not, I don't know, but she is a neocon cheerleader, some of whom are duped by the William Crystals of the world, and rallies conservatives on behalf of Israel and military.
We're out of time, but we'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Skelton.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233. That's 352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Centus.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And Andrew, before we go on, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and then how they can get your dad's books on strategic relocation, how to secure a home, and his other book. I'll put that information out because people should be making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Well, the best way is to go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up for the brief. It's an easy process. There's a big red button there to click on to sign up for the brief. You create a username and password, and the payment is a modest fee for a year's subscription. Once they sign up for that password, they can log in to the World Affairs Brief and see not only this week's latest brief, but all of the past briefs in the archive. If people don't sign up for the brief there, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com to see some of the news stories that we post excerpts to and links to to help supplement their news browsing. Also, there is a link on that website to our other website, joelskousen.com. Joelskousen.com has a list, description, and pictures of all of Joel's work, including, as you mentioned, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's our best-selling book, and definitely a good primer for everyone to have, because it highlights all of the future threats that we see facing us in last days, and then explains which areas of the U.S. and North America look like they will be better during hard times. Once people have mapped out a better retreat location, they should probably get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is a large, almost 700-page book outlining everything about securing a residence and house, whether new construction or remodel. If they want to do just a small scale project, we have a do-it-yourself manual called The High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Safe Room in Your Home. And it outlines, including plans and details, how to remodel preferably a basement room using cinder block and concrete to create a small, secure room that you can put all of your supplies and family in during hard times and lock it up securely and have a safe place from earthquake, tornadoes, and social unrest. And all of those books are available on joelskousen.com. If listeners would like to call in, they should call you and order those through Radio Liberty. Right, Dr. Stan?
That's correct.
Great. Well, moving on with the brief here, we are talking about a piece written in the Jerusalem Post by Carolyn Glick. Joel says that she's a neocon cheerleader who rallies conservatives on behalf of Israel and military intervention elsewhere. But she doesn't have a clue about why the U.S. is purposely weakening itself, both through intervention and disarmament. She says, quote, "In Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East, and beyond, America's most dangerous foes are engaging in aggression and brinkmanship unseen in decades. The most terrifying aspect of the collapse of U.S. power worldwide is the U.S.'s indifferent response to it. As Gordon Chang noted at a symposium in Los Angeles last month, hosted by the David Horowitz Freedom Center, since President Barack Obama entered office in 2009, the Chinese have responded to his overtures of goodwill and appeasement with intensified aggression against the U.S.'s Asian allies and against U.S. warships." Joel inserts, She can't seem to grasp that U.S. failure to confront major powers like Russia and China, while always intervening against countries that can't defend themselves, has a globalist purpose. To create the image of the bully of the world while inducing future aggression from Russia and China by appearing weak almost to the point of suicide. Continuing her quote, "The U.S. has responded to Chinese aggression with ever-escalating attempts to placate Beijing, and China has responded to these U.S. overtures by demonstrating contempt for U.S. power. In addition to its flaccid responses to Chinese aggression against its allies and its own naval craft, in 2012, the U.S. averred from publicly criticizing China for its sale to North Korea of mobile missile launchers capable of serving Pyongyang's KN-08 intercontinental ballistic missile. With these easily concealed launchers, North Korea significantly upgraded its ability to attack the U.S. with nuclear weapons," Joel says. "That's because U.S. globalists know that North Korea is to be China's trigger event for World War III. They're helping preserve North Korea from being taken down beforehand." Continuing the Glick quote, "As for Europe, the Obama administration's responses to Russia's annexation of Crimea and to its acts of aggression against Ukraine bespeak a lack of seriousness and dangerous indifference to the fate of the U.S. alliance structure in Eastern Europe. Rather than send NATO's forces to the NATO member Baltic states and arm Ukrainian forces with defensive weapons, as Russian forces began penetrating Ukraine, the U.S. sent food to Ukraine and an unarmed warship to the Black Sea." Joel says, "And that's because the U.S. needs to allow Russia to begin taking back post-Soviet states before World War III begins in earnest." Continue the Glick quote. In the Middle East, it is not only the U.S.'s obsessive approach to the Palestinian conflict with Israel that lies in shambles. The entire U.S. alliance system and the Obama administration's other signature initiatives have also collapsed, Joel says. It will always be in shambles. There will never be peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, since leaders on both sides will never be able to reconcile conflicting demands. The Israeli leaders are globalists masquerading as pro-Israel, who don't want peace in Israel, and the Palestinian leaders are radical terrorists supported by external powers that also don't want peace. The civilian populations in both Israel and the occupied territories are too dumbed down, generally, to know that they are being used and deceived. Ben Glick lauds, ignorantly, the quote-unquote success of the drone strikes against terrorists. Quote, after entering office, Obama implemented an aggressive policy in Pakistan, Yemen, and elsewhere of killing al-Qaeda operatives with unmanned drones. The strategy has brought about the demise of a significant number of al-Qaeda terrorists over the years, and due to the support Obama enjoys from the U.S. media, the Obama administration paid very little in terms of political capital for implementing it. But despite the program's relative success, according to the Washington Post, the administration suspended drone attacks in December 2013 after it endured modest criticism when one in Yemen inadvertently hit a wedding party. No doubt al-Qaeda noticed the program's suspension. Now the terror group is flaunting its immunity from U.S. attacks. Joel says, not only were the drone strikes not targeting U.S.-controlled al-Qaeda leaders, they were targeting others of the anti-U.S. opposition whom they labeled al-Qaeda so as to gin up more hatred for U.S. intervention. And it wasn't merely a misguided attack on a wedding party. Civilian casualties of drone strikes have made up well over 75% of the dead. She continues. Then there is Iran. The administration has staked its reputation on its radical policy of engaging Iran on its nuclear weapons program. The administration claims that by permitting Iran to undertake some nuclear activities, it can convince the mullahs to shelve their plan to develop nuclear weapons.
Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here on the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, it's Dr. Stan. Andrew, I'll go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Well, we're commenting on Carolyn Glick, neocon take on why the U.S. is failing to respond to Iran right now. She says, this week brought further evidence of the policy's complete failure to convince the mullahs to shelve their plan to develop nuclear weapons. Joel says, none of us completely understands the sudden U.S. turnaround in giving Iran breathing space. I've outlined in the World Affairs Brief several possibilities in past issues, but rest assured the U.S. still intends to strike Iran. They have had to delay the timing on it since Iran has yet to be disposed of. Glick, in every case, fails to understand both the globalist conspiracy and the specific reasons for U.S. inaction, which she mistakenly calls lack of will. Of course, she also blames all this on Obama, failing to see that Republicans followed these same globalist plans when they were in office. She continues, the Obama administration is responding to the ever-multiplying crises by pretending that there is nothing to worry about and insisting that failures are successes. And the problem is not limited to Obama and his advisors or even to the political left. Their delusional view that the U.S. will suffer no consequences for its consistent record of failure and defeat is shared by a growing chorus of conservatives. Some, like the anti-Semitic conservative pundit Patrick Buchanan, laud Putin as a cultural hero. Others, like Senator Rand Paul, who has increasingly presented himself as the man to beat in the 2016 Republican presidential primary, indicate that the U.S. has no business interfering with Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Joel says, in true neocon fashion, Glick cannot countenance anyone like Rand or Ron Paul who won't join her in the drumbeat for American empire and military greatness. Continuing her quote, much of the Obama administration's shuttle diplomacy in recent years has involved sending senior officials, including Obama, on overseas trips with the goal of reassuring jittery allies that they can continue to trust U.S. security guarantees. Joel says, the U.S. played this game this week in the Philippines when Admiral Jonathan Greenert, Chief of Naval Operations of the U.S. Navy, said the U.S. will come to the aid of the Philippines in the event of conflict with China over disputed waters in the South China Sea. He said, of course we would help you, Greenert told students of the National Defense College of the Philippines in response to a question about a hypothetical Chinese occupation of one of the disputed Spratly Islands. Joel inserts, but he didn't leave Philippine leaders with much confidence when he added, quote, I don't know what that help would be specifically. I mean, we have an obligation because we have a treaty, but I don't know in what capacity that help is. Glick continues, quote, and there is a similarly direct correlation between the growing aggression of U.S. foes and Obama's decision to slash defense spending while allowing the U.S. nuclear arsenal to become all but obsolete. America's spurned allies will take the actions they need to take to protect themselves. Some will persevere. Others will likely be overrun. End quote. Joel says, I've long explained to readers why the U.S. is disarming despite Russian cheating and in face of massive armament buildup by China, with whom we have no disarmament treaty to hide behind. No leaders can be that stupid. There's a plan there, and Glick hasn't got a clue about what's going on. Moving on, the next story is Russian and Chinese weapons, their strengths and weaknesses. Joel says, with the rise in conflict between the West and Russia and China, people are finally taking a closer look at Russian and Chinese weapon systems. What I will cover here is not at all comprehensive, but a sampling of what people are seeing. Primarily, military experts are noting a surprising advance in tactical protective gear for Russian troops. This is from the Washington Times. Quote, elite Russian troops are displaying a new arsenal of body armor, individual weapons, armor-piercing ammunition, and collar radios, a menu of essential gear that gives them a big tactical advantage against the lesser-equipped Ukrainian army. If President Vladimir Putin orders an invasion, the new generation body armor in particular would prove exceptional protection against small arms if Russian troops go street to street to capture Kiev and other cities. Weapons specialists, such as U.S. Army Major General Robert Scales, have been studying images of Spetsnaz, Russia's ubiquitous special forces, and airborne troops since they conquered the Crimea region and mobilized to strike eastern Ukraine. What they see are the fruits of a modernization plan begun in 2008, not just in tanks and vehicles, but all the way down to the individual warrior. Russia now has the world's third highest defense budget at over $70 billion. quote, they've got better equipment than they had 5 years ago, end quote, said Scott Trott, an executive with Green Mountain, a Vermont gun manufacturer. They've got new grenade launchers that are awesome. The helmets are better than our helmets. The body armor is better than our body armor. They're doing a lot of things right. I'm pretty amazed at it. Mr. Trott is paying special attention to the body armor because it presents a big challenge to rifle and munition makers. It might be able to deflect NATO's basic 5.56mm rifle round. If so, Ukrainian soldiers face a daunting task because their AK-74 assault rifles fire a similar munition. The Russians, in their new 6B43 model body armor, issued chest and back plates made of titanium and hard carbide boron ceramic. The stuff they have is impervious to 5.56, whereas our body armor is not completely proven against their weapons, General Scales said. General Scales said the Russians carry AK-74s, whose magazine is loaded with 5.45 steel core ammunition. A round that on April 8th, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives banned from importation because the agency deemed it armor-piercing. General Scales described its 5.45 as extremely lethal against any kind of body armor. U.S. soldiers have complained that their main rifle and round, the M4 carbine, and its 5.56 lack lethality in Afghanistan against a Taliban enemy that does not often wear body armor. Without a shot to the head, the enemy could take several 5.56 hits and keep going, soldiers complained in surveys. End quote. Now switching to China's capability, while everyone is concerned about the massive resources China is pouring into all branches of its military, Joel says, there are still some weaknesses. China's quest for a blue water navy isn't just about building newer and more capable ships. Those ships have to have naval bases around the world for refueling and refitting if she is to control the world seas. And that is something she lacks in abundance. Here's Reuters on the basing issue. Quote, when Chinese naval supply vessel King Dong-U entered Australia's Albany port this month to replenish Chinese warships helping search for a missing Malaysian airliner.
Andrew, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week at the same time and keep us abreast of what's really going on in the world. Real threats to America. You're not going to hear about it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and people have said that we live in a very unstable world. A major war is coming. We don't know how soon, but we do know that it's going to be with
China and Russia will probably combine together, and they're making all the preparations for the war, and we are unilaterally disarming. And you say, that doesn't make any sense. Well, so much of what goes on in the world doesn't make any sense. And our job is to try to make this clear to you, and we're not going to be ahead this thing off. But what we can do is try to get people prepared for the difficult time. If you'd like to get a hold of Joel Skousen's book, dealing with a secure home or how to find a place for secure living, our telephone number, you can get the books to Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to understand what is behind everything. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. But there really are powerful spiritual forces in the world. There are powerful supernatural forces. You hear a lot about UFOs. Oh, they come from another dimension, another galaxy. No, they come from another dimension. And there is a spiritual dimension out there, and God is real. And, of course, the satanic forces on the other side are real, and they are intent upon bringing about a one-world government under the rule of the Antichrist, as prophesied in the scriptures many years ago. Our job is to try to get people to understand that we're seeing the fulfillment of ancient biblical philosophy, ancient biblical prophecy. So basically, if you'd like to get the material, we have certainly four CD sets on the supernatural. We have Constant Combi's wonderful four CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us get the word out across America, and we do have listeners all across America. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, and we have networks in the afternoon, networks in the evening. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help support what we do, we could certainly use your help. The giving is down because a lot of people are financially hurt. And all this talk about everything is getting better, it's all a lie. Certainly, housing purchases are down. Number of people working are down. Incomes are down. And they're going to keep on falling as they move to lower the living standards here in America and raise living standards throughout the world. It's part of a long-range plan to change life here in America. And whether you recognize it or not, whether you think this is temporary or not, you're mistaken. There is a small group that runs those political parties that city controls the banking system, controls their corporations, has their people planted in the military, controls education, Sydney controls our churches. Basically, how could Ted Haggard, a cocaine-using homosexual, lead the American Association of Evangelical Christians? How could we have Pope Sydney, all sorts of cardinals involved in pedophilia and certainly in all sorts of illicit activities? Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.